6. The conscious parent, transforming ourselves, empowering our children. By Shefali Saboi. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Conscious Parent, Transforming Ourselves, Empowering Our Children by Shefali Saboi is a book that explores the idea of conscious parenting. Saboi argues that traditional parenting methods are outdated and ineffective, and that parents need to take a more mindful approach to parenting. She outlines a new approach to parenting that focuses on understanding the child's inner world, developing a deeper connection with the child, and creating an environment of unconditional love and acceptance. Saboi also discusses the importance of self-reflection and self-awareness for parents, and how this can help them become better parents. She also provides practical advice on how to create a conscious parenting environment, and how to handle difficult situations. The book also includes stories from parents who have successfully implemented conscious parenting techniques. The Conscious Parent is an invaluable resource for parents who want to create a more meaningful and fulfilling relationship with their children. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Mindful parenting. Parents should practice mindful parenting, which involves being aware of their own thoughts and feelings and how they affect their children. This helps parents to be more conscious of their own behavior and to be more present and engaged with their children. Mindful parenting is a way of parenting that involves being aware of one's own thoughts and feelings and how they affect their children. It is about being conscious of one's own behavior and being present and engaged with their children. Mindful parenting encourages parents to be aware of their own emotions and to be mindful of how their behavior affects their children. It also encourages parents to be aware of their children's emotions and to be responsive to their needs. Mindful parenting helps parents to be more patient and understanding with their children, and to be more open to their children's feelings and perspectives. It also helps parents to be more aware of their own needs and to be more mindful of how their own needs affect their children. Mindful parenting helps parents to be more compassionate and understanding with their children, and to be more supportive and encouraging of their children's growth and development. Mindful parenting is about being present and engaged with your children, and being aware of your own thoughts and feelings and how they affect your children. It is about being mindful of your own behavior and being responsive to your children's needs. Mindful parenting encourages parents to be patient and understanding with their children, and to be open to their children's feelings and perspectives. It also encourages parents to be aware of their own needs and to be mindful of how their own needs affect their children. Mindful parenting helps parents to be more compassionate and understanding with their children, and to be more supportive and encouraging of their children's growth and development. Main idea number 2. Emotional intelligence. Parents should strive to cultivate emotional intelligence in their children, which involves teaching them to recognize and manage their own emotions and to be aware of the emotions of others. This helps children to develop empathy and to be better able to handle difficult situations. Emotional intelligence is an important skill for children to learn, as it helps them to better understand and manage their own emotions, as well as those of others. Parents can help their children to develop emotional intelligence by teaching them to recognize and name their emotions, to understand the emotions of others, and to develop empathy. This can be done through activities such as role-playing, storytelling, and discussing emotions. Additionally, parents should model healthy emotional expression and provide a safe space for their children to express their feelings. By doing so, children can learn to better manage their emotions and to be more aware of the emotions of those around them. In addition to teaching children to recognize and manage their own emotions, parents should also strive to cultivate emotional intelligence in their children by teaching them to be aware of the emotions of others. This can be done by encouraging children to ask questions about how others are feeling and to be mindful of the emotions of those around them. Additionally, parents should provide opportunities for their children to practice empathy, such as volunteering or engaging in activities that involve helping others. By doing so, children can learn to better understand and relate to the emotions of others. Overall, emotional intelligence is an important skill for children to learn, and parents can help their children to develop this skill by teaching them to recognize and manage their own emotions, as well as to be aware of the emotions of others. By doing so, children can learn to better understand and relate to the emotions of those around them, and to better handle difficult situations. Main idea number 3. Self-regulation. Parents should help their children to develop self-regulation skills, which involve teaching them to recognize and manage their own emotions and to be aware of the emotions of others. This helps children to be better able to handle difficult situations and to be more resilient. Self-regulation is an important skill for children to learn, as it helps them to better manage their emotions and to be more resilient in difficult situations. Parents can help their children to develop self-regulation skills by teaching them to recognize and manage their own emotions, as well as to be aware of the emotions of others. This can be done through activities such as role-playing, discussing emotions, and providing positive reinforcement when children demonstrate self-regulation. Additionally, parents can model self-regulation by demonstrating how to manage their own emotions in difficult situations. By helping their children to develop self-regulation skills, parents can empower their children to be better able to handle difficult situations and to be more resilient. Main idea number 4. Emotional connection. Parents should strive to create an emotional connection with their children, which involves being present and engaged with them and understanding their needs. This helps children to feel secure and to develop a strong sense of self-worth. Creating an emotional connection with your children is essential for their development and well-being. It involves being present and engaged with them, listening to their needs, and understanding their feelings. This helps children to feel secure and to develop a strong sense of self-worth. It also helps to build trust and a sense of safety, which is essential for healthy relationships. Parents should strive to create an emotional connection with their children by being available and responsive to their needs, showing them love and affection, and providing them with a safe and secure environment. It is important to remember that emotional connection is not just about providing physical comfort and security, but also about providing emotional support. This means being there for your children when they are feeling overwhelmed or scared, and helping them to express their feelings in a healthy way. It also means being patient and understanding when they are struggling, and providing them with the tools and resources they need to cope with their emotions. By creating an emotional connection with your children, you can help them to develop a strong sense of self-worth and to build healthy relationships with others. Main idea number 5. Discipline. Parents should use discipline as a tool to teach their children how to make better choices and to develop self-control. This helps children to learn how to make responsible decisions and to be better able to handle difficult situations. Discipline is an important tool for parents to use when raising their children. It helps children to learn how to make responsible decisions and to be better able to handle difficult situations. Discipline should be used in a positive way, as a way to teach children how to make better choices and to develop self-control. Parents should be consistent in their discipline and should explain to their children why certain behaviors are not acceptable. This will help children to understand why they are being disciplined and to learn from their mistakes. Discipline should also be used as an opportunity to teach children how to problem solve and to think through their decisions. By using discipline in a positive way, parents can help their children to become more responsible and to make better decisions in the future. Main idea number 6. Boundaries. Parents should set boundaries for their children, which involve teaching them to respect the rights of others and to be aware of their own limits. This helps children to develop self-discipline and to be better able to handle difficult situations. Parents should set boundaries for their children to help them learn to respect the rights of others and to be aware of their own limits. Boundaries provide children with a sense of security and help them to develop self-discipline. Setting boundaries also helps children to understand that there are consequences for their actions and that they are responsible for their own behavior. By setting boundaries, parents can help their children to learn how to make responsible decisions and to handle difficult situations. Boundaries should be age-appropriate and should be based on the individual needs of the child. Parents should also be consistent in enforcing the boundaries they set. This will help children to understand that their parents are serious about the boundaries and that they will be held accountable for their actions. Additionally, parents should be open to discussing the boundaries with their children and should be willing to adjust them as needed. By setting boundaries, parents can help their children to develop self-discipline and to become more responsible and independent. Boundaries also help children to understand that their actions have consequences and that they are responsible for their own behavior. Setting boundaries is an important part of parenting and can help children to become more successful in life. Main idea number 7. Empathy. Parents should strive to cultivate empathy in their children, which involves teaching them to recognize and understand the feelings of others. This helps children to develop compassion and to be better able to handle difficult situations. Empathy is an important quality for children to learn and develop. It involves recognizing and understanding the feelings of others, and can help children to develop compassion and to be better able to handle difficult situations. Parents can help their children to cultivate empathy by teaching them to recognize and understand the feelings of others. This can be done through modeling empathy in their own behavior, by talking to their children about how others may be feeling, and by encouraging them to think about how their own actions may affect others. Additionally, parents can provide opportunities for their children to practice empathy, such as by having them volunteer or participate in activities that involve helping others. By teaching their children empathy, parents can help them to become more compassionate and understanding individuals. Main idea number 8. Communication. Parents should strive to foster open communication with their children, which involves being present and engaged with them and understanding their needs. This helps children to feel secure and to develop a strong sense of self-worth. Communication between parents and children is essential for a healthy relationship. Parents should make an effort to be present and engaged with their children, and to understand their needs. This helps children to feel secure and to develop a strong sense of self-worth. Open communication also allows parents to provide guidance and support to their children, and to help them navigate the challenges of life. It is important for parents to listen to their children, to be patient and understanding, and to provide a safe space for them to express their feelings. This will help children to develop trust and respect for their parents, and to build a strong bond between them. Parents should also strive to be consistent in their communication with their children. This means setting clear boundaries and expectations, and following through with consequences when necessary. Consistent communication helps children to understand what is expected of them, and to develop a sense of responsibility. It also helps to create a sense of security and stability in the home, which is essential for children's emotional and psychological development. Open communication between parents and children is essential for a healthy relationship. It helps children to feel secure and to develop a strong sense of self-worth, and it allows parents to provide guidance and support to their children. Parents should strive to foster open communication with their children, and to be consistent in their communication with them. This will help to create a strong bond between parents and children, and to ensure that children have the support they need to thrive. Main idea number 9. Self-awareness. Parents should help their children to develop self-awareness, which involves teaching them to recognize and understand their own thoughts and feelings. This helps children to be better able to handle difficult situations and to be more resilient. Self-awareness is an important skill for children to develop, as it helps them to better understand their own thoughts and feelings. Parents can help their children to develop self-awareness by teaching them to recognize and understand their own emotions. This can be done through open and honest conversations, where parents can help their children to identify and label their feelings. Additionally, parents can provide their children with opportunities to practice self-awareness, such as through mindfulness activities or journaling. By helping their children to become more aware of their own thoughts and feelings, parents can help them to become more resilient and better able to handle difficult situations. Self-awareness is also important for children to develop in order to foster healthy relationships with others. When children are able to recognize and understand their own emotions, they are better able to empathize with others and to communicate their needs in a respectful manner. Parents can help their children to develop self-awareness by modeling healthy communication and by teaching them to recognize and respect the feelings of others. Additionally, parents can provide their children with opportunities to practice self-awareness, such as through role-playing activities or by discussing stories that involve characters with different emotions. By helping their children to develop self-awareness, parents can provide them with the skills they need to become more resilient and to foster healthy relationships with others. Through open and honest conversations, modeling healthy communication, and providing opportunities to practice self-awareness, parents can help their children to become more aware of their own thoughts and feelings and to better understand the feelings of others. Main idea number 10. Self-esteem. Parents should strive to cultivate self-esteem in their children, which involves teaching them to recognize and appreciate their own strengths and weaknesses. This helps children to develop a strong sense of self-worth and to be better able to handle difficult situations. Self-esteem is an important part of a child's development, and parents play a key role in helping their children to develop a healthy sense of self-worth. Parents should strive to create an environment in which their children feel safe and secure, and in which they are encouraged to express their feelings and opinions. Parents should also provide their children with positive reinforcement and praise when they do something well, and should be careful not to criticize or belittle their children. Additionally, parents should strive to help their children recognize and appreciate their own strengths and weaknesses. This can be done through open and honest conversations, as well as through activities that help children to recognize their own unique qualities. By doing this, children can develop a strong sense of self-worth and be better able to handle difficult situations. Parents should also strive to model healthy self-esteem for their children. This means that parents should be mindful of their own self-talk and strive to be kind and compassionate to themselves. Parents should also be aware of how they interact with their children and strive to be respectful and understanding. By doing this, parents can help their children to develop a healthy sense of self-esteem and to be better able to handle difficult situations.